NVIDIA helped arrange $500 billion to finance its own customers. The stock fell. NVIDIA announced today that it is partnering with six of the largest firms in finance to build compute financing platforms intended to mobilize more than $500 billion of outside capital, much of it to help customers pay for NVIDIA hardware. The market's reaction was not celebration. The stock closed down 2.86%. The structure has a name, vendor financing, and a history, and understanding it explains why a giant funding. The simple version. Vendor financing is when a company helps its customers pay for its own products by lending them money, investing in them, or standing behind the loans they take out to buy. What NVIDIA announced today is a version of that, at a scale nobody has tried before, and with one important difference from the classic form. NVIDIA is not putting up the money itself. It has signed memorandums of understanding with Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, Goldman Sachs, and so the money is other people's. The demand it funds is NVIDIA's. That combination is why the announcement was read as a risk story rather than a win, and why the stock finished the day lower. The numbers. More than $500 billion. The third-party capital the platforms aim to mobilize for AI infrastructure build-out. Over time, NVIDIA company release, August 10, 2026. Six partners. Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, Goldman Sachs, and KKR. At the Memorandum of Understanding stage rather than as closed transactions NVIDIA company release, August 10, 2026. Down 2.86%. Where NVIDIA shares closed on August 10, 2026, the day of the announcement, a move worth roughly $130 billion in market value share price reporting, August 10, 2026. No SEC filing describes the arrangement as a publication. It is confirmed in a company release, which is a primary source, but it has not been filed. The most recent NVIDIA 8K filings are dated July 2, 2026 and June 30, 2026. How the money moves in a circle. Follow the path. Capital providers fund a financing platform. The platform funds a customer. The customer uses the money to buy and run NVIDIA compute. The purchase books as revenue at NVIDIA. NVIDIA helped bring the capital providers to the table in the first place. Each individual step can be perfectly sound, documented, and legal. What the circle changes is independence, the demand NVIDIA reports, and the financing that made the demand possible. So the question investors ask is short, and it is not an accusation. How much of this revenue would exist if the financing were not there? A company with genuine unaided demand can answer that. A company whose order book depends on capital it helped assemble has a harder time proving it. What third-party capital changes and what it does not. The distinction matters and it cuts both ways, so it is worth being precise. In the classic version of vendor financing, the seller lends its own balance sheet and eats the loss directly when a customer defaults. That is not what today's announcement describes. If a platform funded by outside investors makes bad loans, the outside investors take those losses, not NVIDIA. On the credit risk question specifically, third-party capital is genuinely safer for the seller and NVIDIA. What it does not change is the demand question. Whoever supplies the money, the effect on the order book is the same. Purchases happen that might not have happened unaided, and revenue arrives that is harder to read as a clean signal of underlying appetite. NVIDIA's own release describes the platforms as supporting growth in its hardware sales, which is an honest statement of what they are for. Investors who sold today were not pricing credit risk to NVIDIA. They were price. Why history makes markets twitchy. The pattern is not new, and the last time it ran at scale, it ended badly. In the telecom build-out two decades ago, equipment makers financed the carriers buying their equipment. When those carriers could not pay, the sellers lost twice in the same quarter. The revenue stopped and the loans went bad. Today's structure is deliberately built to avoid that second loss by moving the lending off NVIDIA's books. Naming the older pattern is not predicting a repeat. It is why the reaction. The honest other side. Helping customers find financing can be entirely rational. When demand is real and the bottleneck is capital rather than appetite, arranging funding speeds up sales that would have happened anyway. Utilities, aircraft manufacturers, and farm equipment makers have run captive finance operations for decades without anyone calling it a warning sign, and bringing in outside underwriters is a more conservative arrangement than doing the lending yourself. The structure is a tool. What this means. If AI names sit inside your index fund, and for most people holding a broad market fund they do, This is one reason reported demand and durable demand can differ. It is also one more reason a single quarter's revenue beat is weaker evidence than it looks, because the beat does not tell you who funded the purchase. None of that calls for a move. Diversification is the mechanism that absorbs any one circle unwinding, and it works whether or not you can. Vendor financing means part of a company's demand is funded by money the company helped arrange. The number to watch is not the revenue. It is how much of the revenue would exist without the financing. What this is not. This is not a claim of wrongdoing by NVIDIA or by any of the six firms named. Everything described here comes from NVIDIA's own announcement. This is not a prediction about NVIDIA, about Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, Goldman Sachs, or KKR, or about the durability of AI demand. This is not a buy, sell, or hold signal on any security, fund, or sector. The arrangement is confirmed in a company release and is not as of publication. Sources: NVIDIA Company Release, August 10, 2026. The six partners, the independent compute financing platforms, the more than $500 billion of third-party capital, and the dedicated pools of capital at attractive rates for NVIDIA customers. https://nvidianews.nvidia.com/news/nvidia-partners-with-apollo-blackrock-blackstone-brookfield-goldman-sachs-kkr to establish AI compute infrastructure finance. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Edgar, NVIDIA Corporation filing history, checked August 10, 2026. No filing describing the arrangement, most recent 8K filings dated July 2 and June 30, 2026. https://www.sec.gov/cgibin/browse-edgar-action=getcompany-and-cik=00010458100. CNBC, coverage of the announcement, named as subject for the market reaction rather than as a source for any company figure. https://www.cnbc.com/2026/08/10/NVIDIA Wall Street Asset Managers. 500 billion AI push HTML. Forbes, August 10, 2026, for the closing share price move and the market value figure. https://www.forbes.com/site/AntonioPquinoev/2026/08/10/NVIDIA stock loses. 130 billion in market value as firm reportedly enters. 500 billion AI financing deal/.